We're doing the Lashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Pei Gimel in the Maseder of Cook edition. What page is it there? What page? Page Samach Vav in the Machon Shalem edition. And Ran had been explaining that Moshe himself didn't know why did Hashem give him the speech impediment. And Hashem tells him, I control the world. If you have a speech impediment, it's on purpose, as the Ran had explained earlier, that was to help validate. It was to help prove that Moshe was not a smooth talker. Quite the contrary. Moshe had difficulty speaking. So if the people believed what Moshe said, it wasn't because of his oratory skills, but rather because what he said really was true. And this concept was clarified by our sages in the Medrash Rabbah. Amru, our sages said, Hashem said to Moshe, who gave the human being the mouth, the capacity to speak? Amalo, Hashem said to Moshe, if you're not a man of words, don't worry about it. I created all the mouths in the world. I made whoever I chose be mute. And I made people, some people blind of seeing, and some people I gave the capacity to hear. Different people, different capacities. And if I wanted you to be a man of words, then you would have been a man of words. But no, I want you to be a sign. The Medrash says, when you will speak, your words will be set. Shani eyein picha, I will support your speech. Hadao dichtiv v'talech v'anochi eyein picha. That's what Hashem says. You go, and I will be with your mouth. Hinei nitbe'er b'zeh. You see, the Medrash clearly explains k'yot Moshe aral svatam yadavar mechuban Hashem itbarach. The Moshe's speech impediment was purposely so. Hashem purposely made it that way. Hen she'ne'omar shelo hayativo gozer she'yekach. You could say that naturally Moshe should have been able to speak clearly. This wasn't a natural phenomenon. Hashem made it that way. Or else we could say Shetivaya gozer sheyekach Hashem itbarach yishmal tivo v'lo shinav. Or you could say that naturally he had a speech impediment and Hashem purposely didn't change it. However you want to say it, at the end of the day Hashem says, this is the way I wanted it. אבל מדרגתו היה שינוי הטבע ודרך ניסי גמור. Moshe was on such a high level that the fact that his nature was that he should have had a speech impediment, that shouldn't have affected him. Because on Moshe's level, Hashem interferes clearly. כשיעור מדרגת האדם להשיג בנבואה הוא אחד משניים. Because a person's level, when a person attains prophecy, is in one of two ways. Im madrigat achalom, ve'im madrigat hamare. There are two ways that a person attains spiritual heights in prophecy, either through dream or through a vision. A dream, obviously, is when he's sleeping, and a vision is when he is awake. Kmo sha'amar, b'mare lavet vada, b'chalom adaber bo. Hashem says, ordinarily, if I speak to a prophet, I appear to him either in a dream, or either a vision shows up to him, or in a dream I speak to him. V'shtei elu ha-madrigot hen sheichakeh ha-navi nevuotav b'mshalim mechidot. And when a prophet gets his prophecy on these two levels, so then the prophet expresses what he saw in allegories, in riddles. V'kasher ba'inyan Yaakov. Just as you see by Yaakov Avinu, Shneimar, the pasuk tells us, Vayachalom, Yaakov had a dream. V'nei sulam mutzav arza, he saw a ladder firmly established in the ground. V'rosho magi ha-shamayim, the top of the ladder reached the heavens. V'nei malach elokim olim v'yoredim bo, he saw angels of God ascending and descending the ladder. V'nei ha-yazem ha-mashal, you see, that vision, that dream, wasn't to be taken literally. That dream was an allegory. Hashem was showing him, look, the land you're leaving, the land of Israel, is greater than all other lands. The land of Israel is the ladder through which tzaddikim ascend to the heavens. Tzaddikim are called malachei elokim. Because if the idea that the dream wanted to represent was that whatever happens down below is through angels, if the concept was, as is indicated in other verses, that angels are sent down below, they travel the land, they come back up and they report to the heavens, then if that were the message, then the pasuk should have worded it differently. Should have said he saw angels coming down and then going up. But that's not what it says. It says he saw angels going up and coming down. Why are the angels first ascending and then descending? Because it's not talking about angels. It's talking about the angels down below. It's talking about the tzaddikim. If we were talking about angels from above coming down, then what he should have first seen was the angels descending. Kairida kodem aliyah. Because if we're talking about angels from above, then you first have to describe their descent. But over here, when we talk about the angels of God, we're talking about God's messengers, we're talking about the tzaddikim, that the way they ascend is through ascending through the land of Israel. That's why in Yaakov's dream, he sees them first ascending, then descending. Because a tzaddik never has continuous ascent. No such thing as a tzaddik that's always going up. Ki nefesh ha'adam, kmo shamanu, yesh ha'shtei pniyot. El tzad ha'ma'ala ve'el tzad ha'mata. Because our soul is drawn in two directions. It's attracted to go up. It's attracted to go down. Ve'yifshar kolot she'tiyah beguf, she'tiyah pniyata al tzad ha'ma'ala levad. And it is impossible that a person's soul, so long as it is in this corporal body, will continuously be attracted to go up. It has to take some time to deal with the physical, to deal with the mundane, because we are formed of a body. You have to go to a dentist, you have to go to a doctor, you have to get a job, you have to prepare food, you have to do your needs. You can't spend your whole day working to go up and to be spiritual. So here I've explained to you what was the concept that was being alluded to when God shows Yaakov Avinu, the messengers of God, going up and down the ladder. But what Hashem was showing him was to treasure the land of Israel. He shouldn't forget Israel. Yaakov is going out to Chutz Laaretz for a shidduch. How many times does a person go out to Chutz Laaretz for a shidduch, for a job, just to visit? And he forgets the land of Israel. So the last vision Hashem shows Yaakov Avinu before he goes is a vision to drive home the importance of the land of Israel. You want to ascend the ladder to heaven, you have to know this is the place to do it. That's the vision, that's the parting vision that Yaakov gets before he leaves. Remember after you get married to come back. And Hashem further showed him that when he leaves Israel, he needs more protection than when he's here. Vehu amro, and that's what Hashem said to him. V'hinei anochi imachu shmaticha b'chol asher telech v'ashivoticha l'adamah hazot. Hashem says, I'm with you, I will watch you in this journey and bring you back to this land. Ki lo ezovcha ad asher imasiti et asher dibarti lach. I will not leave you till I fulfill what I said to you. עד אשר אם עשיתי את אשר דיברתי לך וכל עד שהוא במקרא מורה על אחד משני דברים. Whenever you see the word עד, until, that indicates one of two things. Excuse me. Hashem says, I'm not leaving you till I fulfill my end of the deal. What does that mean? And then when you fulfill your end of the deal, you're leaving me, God? What is Hashem telling him? So the Ran says, when you see the word until in Tanakh, you have to know it has one of two meanings. It could mean I'm only doing this until then, until that point. Moshe tells the elders, you guys stay here until we return. What does he mean? And when we return, you'll leave here. Primarily, when you see the word until, the word ad, in the psukim, that's what it means. But there is another meaning. And sometimes it means this that we're discussing will continue even after that point. So then what he's saying is, even until that point it will be so. Meaning, imagine a son is leaving his father's home. And the father says, I know I loved you, and I know I took care of you all the time that you were here. Well, you should know I love you and take care of you until you come back. He means only until you come back. He means that don't think that because you're far away, it's over. That's what Hashem was telling Yaakov Avinu. I'm going to take care of you until you come back. He's saying, of course I'm taking care of you when you're in my home in the land of Israel. But even when you'll be gone, I'll take care of you. So what he's saying is, even until that point, this will be so. And even, certainly after that point, and that's the concept that's indicative, that's indicated by the verse. Hashem says the staff will not leave the tribe of Yehuda, and the rulership will not leave his family until they come to Shiloh. So that's a very difficult pasuk. Seems to say that only until then. So that's why some of the commentaries said Shiloh is a reference to Mashiach, until Mashiach comes to Shiloh. They understood the word ad to mean only until then. So Hashem say, yeah, only until the Messiah, only until the end of time. That's what Hashem is saying. Until the end of time, they will never cease to be the leaders. The Ran is giving a different interpretation. The Ran is saying, no, the word until doesn't have to mean it will end at that point. The pasuk means to stress, even until then it will be so. Shepeusho, that what this verse means is, ki gam biyot ha-malchut mishotetet ben ha-shvatim, v'shitchayev Yehuda shelo tiyeh kol ha-malchut l'shivto, that even during the times in history, when the rulership will be traveling among the tribes, different tribes will be rulers. And then the tribe of Yehuda will not have complete rulership. In kol ze nonetheless, kolot sheyeh melech b'Yisrael, lo yagia onsho sheyasu mimenu shevet hamlucha legamre. So long as there'll be a king, there will be some representation of authority, of rulership in the tribe of Judea. Ad ki avo shilo asheru melech ha-mashiach, till the point of the Messiah. That at that point, it's obvious that from that point, for sure that the rulership will be by him. Yeah.
Pretty good question. Why is Yehuda then in the south of the country? Because it would make sense if you're going to be the ruler that you would be in the middle of the country, in Shechem, which is more towards the middle.
Is it such a big difference?
Huh?
Is it such a big difference? I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, like if you want to be the ruler, you rule from the center. I mean, it makes geographical sense.
Yeah, a lot of countries have capitals often much larger.
Yeah, but originally it was kind of in the center.
I don't know.
It would just make sense to be.
Do you that?
Somewhere a lot more fitting.
The Ran is really contending with another question. Meaning, you'll ask me, what's the big difference between what the Ran said and the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim said, Ad ki avo shilo means till Mashiach. The Ran said, Ad ki avo shilo means till Mashiach. So why is the Ran sticking in this point? What the Ran is contending with is a Christian claim. The Christian said, Ad ki avo shilo means there's an end point to the Davidic dynasty, to the rulership of Judea. And what the Christians wanted to say is, once the rulership is removed from the tribe of Judea, So then you know it's the time for Mashiach. You guys don't have a Mashiach. We do have the Mashiach. The Ran's interpretation, what the Ran is saying is, Hashem says, until the Mashiach, they will have rulership, and obviously after the Mashiach. That the word until just means even until then. Even though there will be periods of time that the other tribes will have rulership, like the period of the judges, don't think that Yehuda will always be on the sidelines. Yehuda will always have some form of rulership. Until the point of Mashiach, and then obviously then they take control forever. That's the Ran's interpretation. So then, even if you want to say the Mashiach came, but then the rulership for sure has to stay in the tribe of Yehuda. It can't be someone else. That's, the Ran doesn't take them head on. I only know this from a tshuva of the Rashba that's quoted here in the footnote, that the Rashba was contending with this Christian claim. Okay, so we're pausing in the middle of a thought, but we're out of time.
Sorry.